has moved the ball out beyond their own 35 to their own 37. We're through one quarter, a pair of undefeated teams, but Regis showing they might be a class above. They lead Duran 15-0. We'll have the second quarter next from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
Regis in control of this game in all three facets, special teams, defense, and offense. Regis with a 15-0 lead as we begin the second quarter, and Regis moving left to right across your listening device will start at their own 37. Well, resume this drive at their own 37-yard line after the change of sides. Scott Montesano with you. Happy to be with us on this Thursday night. Power run up the middle, as always, by Regis, but nothing happening this time. Gobbled up at the line of scrimmage. See who comes out of that rugby scrum. That's going to be Carter Whiteside. Second down and a long nine for Regis. Regis, white helmets, black tops, white pants. Duran, purple helmets, white tops, and purple pants. Hello to those on 93.5 The Tap and echometownradio.com this evening. Second down and a long nine. On the carry, dragging tacklers here out near the first down marker past the 45-yard line is Braxton Tarbox. Tarbox leaked around the right side of the line, and he had a Duran player grabbing the back of his jersey, and he dragged him to his own, dragged him to the 46-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play, and it'll set up a third down and 1 for Regis at their own 46-yard line. Third down and 1 at their own 46 for Regis. Again, bunched up formation for the Ramblers. Keeping himself, Bramer tries to come around the near side. He makes one man miss, sashays around another man, and he's dragged out of bounds as he got to the 50-yard line. So a lot of jitterbugging there for Bramer, but he's going to get the first down, a gain of 4. Made one man miss in the backfield for what would have been a loss of a yard, and then sashayed around another guy at the line of scrimmage, came to the near side and got pushed out of bounds, but a gain of 4 and another first down for Regis. First and 10, right at the 50, as Regis trying to add to a 15-0 lead. Bramer, pitch going wide to the far side. Austin Renaud turns the edge. He gets to the 45-yard line and pulled down from behind. A gain of 6. Would have been a lot more if not for an outstanding tackle by Cooper Yankee, who dragged him from behind, dragged him down from behind. Yankee had the feel for a moment there like he was the carriage and Riddell was the horse. But Yankee was able to put the brakes on to that. Second down and 4 for Regis at their own 44. Regis has dominated Duran in nearly every meeting they've ever had. And right now this showing same signs of that. Carry up the middle on the power run. That should be enough for a first down, brought to the 40-yard line. Braxton Tarbox on the carry. It's right on the 40, which is the first down marker, and that will be a fresh set of downs for Regis. It's not necessarily the most entertaining brand of football that Regis plays, but when you win, winning is always enjoyable for the students, for the coaches, for the parents, and for the student body. First and 10 at the plus 40 for Regis. Toss to Helen, coming wide to the near side. He busts on through again, into the 25, to the 20, and he's brought down at the 10-yard line. Helen had a 40-yard touchdown run in the first quarter, nearly busts one loose again as he found a seam along the near side numbers. A touchdown-saving tackle, though, for Durant's Miles Kowalski. But it'll be first down again for Regis. We'll see where they officially mark him. They mark him at the 11-yard line. Thus, there can still be a first down right around the 1-yard line. But Regis looking to make it a 3-score game. Bramer. Carry up the middle. Brody Tarbox stretches his right hand out. He's scratching guys away, and he's going to get all the way in. Brody Tarbox able to muscle his way in straight up the gut from 11 yards out. Touchdown for Regis, and they lead 21-0. Brody Tarbox, a touchdown. It's his third touchdown run of the season. Regis out to the 21-0 lead with 8:58 to go in the first half. Jack Schroeder on for the extra point. He's made all but one this year, and the right-footed kick is true by Schroeder. 22-0, Regis leads. 8:58 left in the opening half. Regis kicks it away to Duran when we come back from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
Hey, the world of medicine can be confusing, but thankfully there is a spot to get simple advice from a trusted local source. Check out the Dr. Usher Weighs In podcast series hosted by longtime area doctor David Usher. Advice on the world of medicine, from the latest in technology to the world of financing your medical care. Check the podcast out at echometownradio.com. Regis students down to our left. Dancing around to YMCA. They're giggly, and rightfully so. Regis on top of Durant Big, 22-0, 8:58 left, first half, as Jack Schroeder will send the ball down to our right. Taken by Durant at the 10-yard line along the numbers, past the 20, and not much further than that. Miles Kowalski and Durant to work. This is a Durant team averaging just under 40 points per game, but they have not done anything sustainable on offense versus Regis thus far. Well, the Whitecap is again called time. Not quite sure. He's talking to his line judge, and he's actually looking. Him and the line judge are talking about something that's not weather-related. The line judge was flexing his leg for a moment. Not that he's injured, but were they talking about maybe some sort of play that had happened out? Not too sure what the discussion was, and they break away. And we'll have action, first and 10 for Durant at their own 21-yard line. Again, this game already featured a 30-minute delay for a non-existent lightning storm. Brett Breedung in the shotgun. Fakes the give, throws quick near side. They've got some room now for Kowalski. Jitterbugs pass the 25 out to the 30-yard line. And he's pancaked directly into the Regis bench. A hard-earned 9 or 10 yards. A belly-to-belly tackle by Tayden Ridout, the sophomore. As textbook of a tackle as you're going to get. And they're going to say he shoved Kowalski out of bounds on that wide receiver screen after a gain of 8 on the play. Second down and a long 2 at their own 28-yard line for Durant. Durant, again, has not mustered much significantly on offense thus far. Brett Breeding in the shotgun. Knee-high snap, fakes the give. Looking, he's under duress, and just has to turf the ball. They're again trying to set up maybe a screen pass, this time to Ethan Mack, but there was no time for even that to develop as there were three Regis Ramblers who were directly in the attic of Brett Breeding, and it brings up a third down and two for Durand at their own 28-yard line. Regis, over the last 3 years, before tonight, had outscored Durand 139-21. You thought this was going to be a more competitive game, and it could still become one, but Regis in firm control. Carry to Sabelko up the middle, and again, nothing there on the running game as they tried to go between the tackles. Thrown back for a short gain. It'll be fourth down and a yard, just shy of their own 30-yard line. And Rod Rosemeyer, you wonder if he'll just go for it here. 7:40 and bleeding in the first half. You're already down 22-0. And it looks like Durand will keep the offense out there. Fourth down and a yard for Durand. Breeding in the shotgun, Sabelko off to his right side. And a flag gets thrown, and somebody may have moved for Durand. I think that'll be the case. Regis shifted their defense, and I think somebody flinched on the Durand line. Let's get the official call from the Whitecap. It will be a false start on Durand. That'll push them back 5 yards, and now with it being fourth down and a long five, looks like Rod Rosemeyer will, in fact, bring out the punt coverage unit. Boy, Regis scores again. You're going to start thinking about running clock in this game. And this is a huge opportunity for Regis to really earn what would be a high-calorie win for that playoff matrix. Breeden barely gets the punt away. A wobbly line drive kick taken by Cisco right at the 50-yard line as he came up for the ball. He angles near side and will hit the out-of-bounds marker, shoved out-of-bounds right around the Durand 40-yard line. But getting back to what I said there, Regis came in, despite their 4-0 overall start, a win today would be huge. Durand's a slightly bigger school. That weighs very well with the playoff matrix, and it would be a good start to this three-week stretch for Regis where they could, again, earn some, again, high-calorie wins, high-calorie, nutritious wins for that playoff matrix. New quarterback in for Regis. DJ Cooper will come in. He's attempted 4 passes this year. DJ Cooper takes the knee-high snap, looks to his left, now looking deep. He's flushed out, will take it himself. Ball knocked away from him, ball's loose along the near sideline, and Durand's going to come up with it. DJ Cooper went back to pass, got flushed out, tried to run up the middle, and he had the ball punched out, and Durand gets their second fumble recovery of the game. Durand will take over with 7:03 to play in the opening half. Regis on top 22-0. And Durand, we'll see if they, on this offensive possession, put something together, or does Regis remain firm? Winner tonight will have an edge in the Clover Belt Conference race. Mondovi also undefeated entering this week. They play tomorrow. Shotgun snap for Breeding. Ah, somebody went early again for Durand. That's the right guard, Garrett Biesterveld, a senior who fired out very, very early. He was 5 yards. He immediately knew he had fired out early. He was 5 yards up the field. So another false start on Durand. And Durand is chasing it a bit, and Regis is the cause of that. This great start Regis has had, and Regis has owned every facet of this ball game. Great job done by Bryant Brenner's team tonight. Shotgun again for Breeding. Gives it to Sabelko around the right side, tries to turn the edge, but again, only a short gain of a couple of yards. Second down and 13 for Durand, just beyond their own 35-yard line. The only shot Durand might have is to try to air it out a bit more. Second down and 13. Breeding, knee-high snap. Slam pass, short catch made to the 40-yard line. A gain of 4, maybe 5 yards. Reception made by Alex Hagnis for Durand. And it'll be third down and long. Third down and 8 for Duran at third down and 7 for Duran at their 41-yard line. If Duran gets the first down, they can really start thinking about trying to, I don't want to say clock control all that, but putting together a drive. Third and 7 for Duran at their 41-yard line. Two wideout split far side for Breeding. Sends a man in motion. Rolls out far side under pressure. Floats it to Sabelko on the screen. And Sabelko is gobbled up, devoured right away on an outstanding open field tackle by Tyler Gelling. Give him a couple of yards, that's it. Fourth and 5, and again, Duran will have to punt. Breeding came in having punted just 6 times all year. He may match it in this first half tonight. Coming up on the final 5 minutes of the first half, Regis on top 22-0. Their defense has been like an overprotective mother, not allowing the kids to go out to the playground. They've allowed nothing of joy for Duran. Breeding's going to fake. He's going to keep it himself. Runs far side. Tackle near the first down marker. Leans ahead, and I think he's got it. Breeding, the quarterback, caught the ball, ran far side along the numbers, and gets just enough. He needed 7, got 7.5. And it's first down for Duran at their 49-yard line, so right near midfield. Good call there by Rod Rosemeyer and Duran. They needed something like that, but despite that, Regis controlling this game in all the facets, and the only time their offense has been stopped is on a pair of fumbles. First and 10 at midfield for Duran. Breeding, chest high snap, 3-step drop. Short pass over the middle on the drive route, and he overthrew Ethan Mack. And that's dangerous there if he threw that into a lot of traffic right there. He had his man open, but when he missed the receiver coming from his right to his left, that went into a sea of Regis Ramblers, but there was so much speed on it, nobody was going to get a hand on it. Second and 10 for Regis. For Duran, I should say, at midfield. Second and 10 at midfield for Duran. Carry Sabelko. Sabelko spin at the line, but he's unable to leak loose. Gain of maybe a yard right to the 50, and it'll be third down and 9 for Duran right at the 50-yard line. Clock continues to tick with 4:15 remaining in the opening half. 22-0 Regis. Meanwhile, that baby I noticed earlier today, still wide awake in his nighttime pajamas, leaning in the mama's chest down below. That baby's having the time of his life. Third and 9. The pass, Breeding's got protection, floats the pass near side of the traffic, intercepted! Intercepted by Regis and brought back in the plus territory to the 48-yard line. An interception return of about 10 yards after the interception by Tucker DeRuin. The junior Tucker DeRuin with the interception, and Regis back in business again. Breeding throws his second interception of the game and his second interception of the season. And Regis has the ball on the happy side of the 50-yard line at the 47, and a chance to pad this lead again late in the first half. Joey Bramer back in at quarterback for Regis. And on the power run, coming wide to the near side, Helen. Helen's got room. Lots of running room inside the 40. And from behind, pulled down near the sideline by Kowalski. But he's going to have a first down carry of 12 yards to the 35-yard line of Duran. First and 10 for Regis at the 35. Bramer pitching it to Whiteside. Whiteside scratching guys away at the line of scrimmage. Jump cuts his way inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Give him 5 on the play, second and 5 for Regis. Parents' night for Regis before the game. All the players and their parents were introduced on the field, and there was a big family and friends gathering for Regis players in the pavilion at the base of the entryway here at Carson Park. And the game itself going very well for Regis. Carry by Brody Tarbox. Tarbox scratching defenders away, dragging tacklers with him. Inside the 25 to the 21 of Durand. Give him a gain of 6 on the play, and it'll be first and 10 for Regis at the 21. Time not an issue. 3 timeouts remaining for Regis. 2.5 left in the opening half. By the way, Duran does get the ball to open the second half. Here comes Brody Tarbox again, wide to the left side, turns the edge, spins off a guy, and falls ahead near the 15-yard line. Give him 5 more on the play, 2nd and 5 for Regis. Everything going for 5 or more yards for Regis. How dominant Regis has been in this game is a little bit of an eye-opener. You figured that Duran was going to give them more of a punch. Regis, though, has been stellar. And again, they have not allowed any points since game 1 of the season. Carry up the middle for Brody Tarbox. Tarbox gets popped after he gets a first down, stays on his feet, though, and falls down inside the 10 near the 6-yard line. Regis, again, the only points they allow were 2 touchdowns to Turtle Lake in the 4th quarter of week 1. Other than that, everything else has been a shutout. And they look like they are going to have at least a shutout through 1 half here. First and goal for Regis at the 6-yard line. Ball's fumbled on the snap by Bramer. He's got to fall back on it, and he'll be smushed back at the 8-yard line, a gain of a couple of yards. A loss of a couple of yards. It'll be 2nd and goal for Regis at the 8-yard line as Regis tried to punch it in down to our right. Final minute of the first half. Again, time not a factor. Regis does have 3 timeouts if they need to stop the clock. Bramer again, this time pitching it to Austin Riddow. Riddow into the middle, stays on his feet. They can't bring him down. Still churning the legs. The scrum moves inside the 5, down to the 1. And that's where the play will be stopped. And a timeout taken by Regis with 40 to go until halftime. 22-0 Regis. And they'll have a 3rd down and goal coming up. Ball officially placed at the 2 of the Durand Panthers. Well, straightforward, no-nonsense opinions are given on the Marcon Unleashed podcast series, hosted by Dan Marcon, from national politics to what is happening right here in the Chippewa Valley. The Marcon Unleashed podcast series, check it out for yourself. See why it's one of the most listened to podcasts in the area, only at echometownradio.com. 40 left in the first half. Regis on top, 22-0. They've dominated special teams, defense, offense. The only hiccup, a couple of fumbles that have been turned over. 3rd down and goal to go for Regis at the 2-yard line of Durand, trying to knock this one in. Down to our right, Bramer. Carry up the middle by Brody Tarbox. He falls at the line, trying to lunge his way in, but he'll be short. And the clock will continue to tick, and Regis will use another timeout with 28 seconds left until halftime. And Regis will have a 4th down and goal from the 1-yard line with 28 seconds left until halftime. I mean, you don't want to say the game was over on the opening kickoff. That's kind of what you say as a joke when, say, you know, big name school takes on directional tech. Ah, the game was over at kickoff, but there is some reality to that here. And let me explain. You know, Regis has owned this series, and on the very first play, the kickoff, Cisco goes 78 yards, Regis is up 8-0 after the 2-point conversion, and Durand has never recovered. And to Regis' credit, they've kept the momentum. All right, 4th down and goal for Regis, just inside the 2-yard line. Bramer under center. Pitches it back up the middle. Touchdown. Touchdown for the Regis Ramblers. And with 23 seconds to go until half, it's 28-0 Regis. Wait, that was Nick Helen again on the touchdown run for Regis through the scrum. So Regis out to a 28-0 lead, 23 seconds left until halftime. Jack Schroeder on for the extra point. He's made all but one this year. Ball's down. Line drive kick, though, goes into the line. There is a flag that gets thrown after the kick. See what the call is from the white cap. There was a hold on Regis, so the kick's no good. That play will stand. 23 seconds left until halftime. Regis on top of Durand, 28-0. Regis will kick it back to Durand when we come back on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
What an impressive first half for Regis. They lead 28-0. Any sort of half like this is impressive. But they're doing it against an undefeated Durand, Arkansas Panthers squad. And again, Regis looking outstanding in this one. Jack Schroeder will kick it away here in just a moment. Durand will get a play or two off. Durand does have two timeouts left if they do muster something here on the kick. Kowalski and Mack back to return at their 10-yard line. And Jack Schroeder will come up to the ball, swing the right leg, boot meets ball. It's a short pooch kick, bounces the 20 into the hands of Mack. Mack trying to go wide to the far side across the field, turns the edge of the 20-yard line to the 25, pop from behind, out near his 30. 15 seconds remain in the first half. And again, Regis looks like they're going to pitch another shutout through a half of football. The only time they've allowed points was late in the fourth quarter of week one in garbage time. That is it. First and 10 for Durand at their own 29-yard line. Brett Breedung in the shotgun sends a man in motion, gives it to Sabelko. Sabelko's got room up the middle, past the 35, lunges ahead past the 40. He has the first down to his own 43. They're going to mark him at the 40-yard line, but still first down. Clock stops momentarily while they set the chains. Now the clock's going to restart, and Durand's going to let the clock milk away anyway. So the clock will hit the zeros, and that's how the first half comes to an end. All Regis. The only thing that slowed down Regis' momentum momentarily was a 30-minute weather delay. Other than that, they've dominated on special teams, defense, and offense. And Regis goes into the halftime break leading this one big over Durand, 28-0. All Regis in this one. When we come back, we'll replay the highlights from this first half. You're going to want to hear that game opening kickoff return that got Regis going in this one. That and some other highlights as well. One half of football in the books from Carson Park. Regis leading Durand 28-0. This is Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Stay tuned for the halftime update featuring a recap of the game, highlights, and an interview. For a complete schedule of more upcoming broadcasts, visit
echometownradio.com.
Loved one owns a gun, and you're concerned about their behavior. You're worried they might harm themselves or others. You wish more than anything you could hit pause on this situation. In Illinois, a firearm restraining order does just that. In extreme cases, this order temporarily prevents a person in crisis from having a firearm, giving them time to heal before they do something dangerous. Learn more at illinois.gov/pause to heal. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Public Health, Brady and the Ad Council.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you decide, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We'll rejoin you from Carson Park halftime, and a short halftime. We'll talk about that in a moment. It is 28-0 all Regis over the Duran Panthers. Because of the 30-minute weather delay and because of the threat of more storms showing up here in the next hour, very smart decision made by the officials and the coaching staffs. A very short halftime. Both teams just very briefly recessed into the dressing room below us. They're both back on the field. They're going to get their stretching in, and we are going to start the second half here in just a couple of moments. So not much of a halftime break at all. All Regis, they lead 28-0. We'll start the second half next with Duran getting the ball here on Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Stay tuned, because the second half is coming up next. For a complete schedule of more upcoming broadcasts, visit echometownradio.com.
Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Once again, we're here at Carson Park on what has overall been a lovely night. The air has been as thick as Greek yogurt, but overall it's been a lovely night. We had a 30-minute weather delay in the first quarter, but in reality we never had any weather get here. And the radar looking a little more optimistic. Still, we get ready for the second half. All Regis over Duran, 28-0, because of the 30-minute first quarter delay and because of the potential of there being some more storms actual this time hitting Eau Claire that would force delays. They had a very short halftime. Both teams are all set to go. Regis is going to kick it to Duran here within the next minute or 90 seconds from now. Our next coverage on 93.5 will be next Friday night, Memorial at Menominee. Tomorrow night, it's Memorial against North here at Carson Park. Memorial against North, the intra-city rivalry tomorrow night. Our next coverage of high school football will be back with Memorial next Friday night when they are at Menominee. Regis, meanwhile, this game starting a three-week gauntlet against the chief challengers in the Cloverbelt Conference. Duran's been no match. Fall Creek next week at Fall Creek. And then Mondovi back here in 2 weeks. Regis will head right to left across your listening device. Hello to those on 93.5 and echometownradio.com. Thanks to the beauty that is the World Wide Web. People can be tuned in from anywhere, even if they so wish. In Bangor, Maine. Hey, a shout out to Bangor, Maine tonight. At echometownradio.com. Jack Schroeder to kick it away. He'll send the ball from our right down to our left. End over and kick that Kowalski will curl under at his 10-yard line. Runs way over to his left, then between the hash marks, tried to turn up field, but he'll go nowhere. Stop, maybe gain the 15-yard line. That is it. 28-0, Duran down. Regis Boy, if they could pitch a shutout tonight, my goodness. This is a Duran team that came in averaging 38 points per game, and they have not sniffed a scoring chance in this game. They've had a couple of drives get near midfield and creep over midfield, but that is it. They have not sniffed a scoring chance. Brett Breedung's thrown two interceptions. He's in the shotgun. Kerry Sabelko. Sabelko makes one man miss in the backfield, but all he'll be able to do is lunge back to the line of scrimmage. Tyler Gelling there on the tackle. Jake Rubenezer, a junior, also there as well. Second and 10 at their 15.
Second and 10 for the Panthers at their own 15.
Shotgun again for Breeding. Two wideouts put to the near side. Hand off Sabelko, though. Sabelko into the line. He's lifted up and nowhere to go. That's how violent and clean violent Regis has been tonight. Sabelko ran into the line. He was hit and just lifted up by the tackler, George Walterstorff, the senior. And it'll be third down and 9 at the 16. If Regis gets a stop and then scores, you'll get running clock.
Third and 9 at their own
16 for Duran. Early in the third quarter, it's all Regis. Two wideouts near side, and Breeding looking near side. Throws to the near sideline. Leaping catch made for a first down out near the 30-yard line. Kowalski on the leaping catch, and a fresh set of downs for Duran. Kowalski on the reception. It'll be first and 10 for Duran at their own 29. The radar looking a little more optimistic. There's nothing on the radar, but the threat of something still popping up here remains. A lot of the nasty stuff well north of us. Quick out pass to the near sideline, hits Ethan Mack for a short gain of a yard, maybe two. Second down and long for Duran. As really Duran's only shot, I think, of moving the ball is they're going to have to trust throwing it through the air and sprinkling in the run. Neither one of these teams built to come back from multi-point deficits, let alone Regis on top by 28. Sabelko coming wide to the near side, turns up field along the numbers. He'll gain 3 yards before he's thrown back by three Regis Ramblers. Among the tacklers, Mason McCoy. Gets his name called a lot, hence the reason he is the leading tackler for Regis. A lot of the Regis numbers aren't eye-popping because not everybody, they rarely get a chance to play all four quarters because they get such big leads, and rightfully so. Brian Brenner's able to keep guys fresh. Third and 4 for Duran at their 35. As Duran moving left to right across your listening device. Breeding will throw a quick pass over the middle and a catch made for the first down at the 40-yard line. Threw it over the middle to the tight end, Camden Gilbertson, the freshman, makes the reception for 5 yards and a first down. That was the old Tim Tebow jump pass. He took two steps forward, did Breeding, and then flipped it over the middle where the tight end was there for the short reception. And nibbling, Duran has been able to get the ball near midfield at their 40. First and 10 at their 40-yard line. Breeding, knee-high snap, gives it Sabelko, wide to the near side, cuts back up the middle, has a bit of a crease to his 45 and falls ahead of the 47-yard line. Picks up 7 for a second down and 3. 8 minutes, 30 seconds remains in the third quarter. Regis on top 28-0. Duran with the first possession of the second half. They officially marked him down at the 46 with a gain of 6. Second and 4 for Duran. Kowalski, wide receiver, jet sweep to the far side, spins at the line of scrimmage, finds a little bit of a crevice for a short gain of a couple of yards, and it'll be third and two. Regis so good at maintaining their lanes and their composure on those end routes. Nobody over pursues. I mean, that's just coaching. Regis has this system built in over the last 20 years by Brian Brenner and the staffs he's had, and it shows. Third down and two for Durand at their own 48-yard line. Got to get to the 50 for a first down. Pass, far side, on one knee making the catch is Kowalski for a first down in the plus territory at the Regis 47-yard line. So another short play. Short pass of 4 yards, but it's more than enough for a first down. And it'll be a fresh set of downs again as Durand slowly working the ball down the field. Durand trying to break this shutout streak that Regis has. First and 10 at the Regis 47-yard line. Breeding fakes the give, throws deep over the middle. Catch made, first down by the tight end Gilbertson to the 35-yard line of Regis. First down for Durand, a gain of 11 on the play. First and 10 for Durand. So Durand's got a little bit of a bounce in their step right now. A drive that began at their own 15-yard line. And one of the rare times in the last couple of years you've seen a team stack together a drive on Regis. Breeding, Sabelko through the middle for a short gain of a yard or two. That's what you like to see from Regis. One of the rare times, again, their defense has been on the field for a prolonged period of time. And sometimes that's when you can start to get those gash runs up the middle. The physicality begins to wane a bit. And Regis remaining firm, second down and 9. For Durand inside the 35-yard line. Under 6 to play in the third quarter. Durand's had the only possession so far of the second half. Sabelko through the right side of the line, stretches out his left hand, trying to push his way forward, and gets a short gain of a couple. It'll be third down and 7. 28-0 Regis leads. It'll be third down and 7 for Durand at the Regis 33-yard line. By the way, the ultimate frisbee that was going on the softball field beyond the end zone to our left, away from the action, that's ended. They've turned the lights off there, so it's a lot darker than it was a little while ago. Breeding the pass, quick out pass to the far side of the line. A one-handed grab is made by Ethan Mack, but he's not able to turn up field, and he's flung out of bounds. A gain of a couple. It sets up third. It sets up fourth down and 5 at the 30-yard line. Mack had to reach out with his right hand. He palmed the ball. Nice grab, but he wasn't able to turn up field. Fourth down and 5 for Durand. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Durand has driven all the way down to the Regis 30, but again has a fourth down and 5 at the Regis 30. Big chance here for Regis to cement the shutout. Breeding, knee-high snap, rolls near side, throws incomplete. The play was broken up right away. The timing all thrown off because, again, Regis bursted right through that offensive line. Great job by Brody Tarbox. He's the one who got through, put the pressure on the quarterback. No chance to let anything develop, and Regis's defense holds again. They'll take over first and 10 at their own 30-yard line with just under 5 to go in the third quarter. And if Regis scores here, you'll get running clock. 35-point margin is a running clock. Well, if they score here, they're going to need the onside. They're going to need the conversion because they lead 28-0. So the touchdown alone won't get you there. Bramer in the shotgun. Bramer is going to throw deep, far side, incomplete. So Bramer attempting the pass and tried to air it out deep, far side, but well over the head of the intended target, right around the Duran 40-yard line. Was looking for Austin Rideout on that one.
Second and 10
for Regis at their 30-yard line. Can you look at Duran? Their offense held the ball for some 7 minutes, moved it some 55 yards, but again, the Regis defense held when it needed to. Short carry for a couple of yards around the right side. We'll set up a third down and 8. Brody Tarbox again on the carry. Tarbox has got 2 touchdown runs. Nick Helen's got 1 today, and Carter Sisko, the game-opening 78-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. That's how Regis has the 28-0 lead. Bramer in the shotgun on 3rd and 8. 3-step drop, flushed out, rolling to the far side, along the sideline, heaves it deep. He's got a man at the Duran 20-yard line, and a leaping catch made by Carter Sisko as he lands on his tuchus. He got position on Miles Kowalski. Sisko went up, cradled the ball in his belly, and landed on his tuchus, but there's a flag down. Flag down to our right, and it's all coming back. An illegal man downfield, so wave it off. And instead of that long pass completion of some 40 yards, instead Regis will be backed up, and they'll be faced now with a 3rd down and 18. Actually, just a 5-yard penalty. 3rd down, it'll be now 3rd down and 15 at their own 27. So wave it all off like it never happened. And it'll be 3rd and 13 for Regis inside their own 30-yard line. Again, Bramer looking to pass, rolling near side. Looking. Floats it around midfield. He's got a man on the sideline. Catch made, first down. Griffin Boda got loose, and a great job done by Bramer, who ran off to his left side, which is hard for a right-handed thrower. You're throwing against your throwing momentum. Came all the way to the sideline, had the poise to throw a ball along the sideline, and found Boda, who'd gotten himself loose to the 47. And it's 1st and 10 for Regis at their own 47-yard line. Bramer, shotgun snap, dribble, bobbles it, picks it back up, throws short near side, but well overthrew Sisko. That timing again all off as the shin-high snap was bobbled. Brian Brenner not necessarily trying to run up the score here, but he's trying to get Bramer some, and his wideout some passing work, because as dominant as Regis has been, the passing game, 1, hasn't been necessary that much, 2, hasn't clicked yet, and 3, you're going to need it in spurts at least if you're going to make a deep run to the playoffs, no matter how strong your running game is. Out of the shotgun, hand off to Brody Tarbox, coming around the near side, along the sideline, into plus territory, near the first down marker, as he shoved out of bounds into his own bench by Billy Weisenbeck, the senior for Duran, and they're going to give him the yardage. He picked up 10.5, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Regis at the plus 43-yard line. First and 10 for Regis at the 43-yard line of Duran. Bramer again, the pass, 3-step drop out of the shotgun, fires it deep over the middle. Jump ball situation. And incomplete as Ridout could not come up with it at around the 10-yard line. On the coverage was Landon Gloss for Duran.
Landon Gloss defending on the play for Duran. Second and 10 for the Ramblers at the Panther 43.
Second and 10 for Regis at the Duran 43-yard line. Regis leads 28-0 late third quarter. Harry out of the shotgun on the inside zone, and a nice carry up the gut by Connor Whiteside. He's going to be down at around the 35-yard line, a gain of 9 on the play, and it'll be third down and a yard. Ball will be officially marked at the 34 of Duran. So third down and a yard for Regis at the Duran 34-yard line. Shotgun again for Bramer. He's got Tarbucks with him. He'll fake the give, keep it himself off the left side, has the first down as he shoves a guy to the side and dives ahead to the 30. 4-yard gain and a first down for Regis. There is a Rambler who's down for a moment, though, so a Regis Rambler down on his back, and the medical team will come out to attend to the young man. 2:39 to go in the third quarter. All Regis, they lead Duran big 28-0, and Regis is driving for more as we come back in a moment on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
It's where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. The Talk of the Town podcast series is the area's only talk show. Get opinions on everything from the plight of downtown parking to thoughts on the latest actions taken by the Eau Claire City Council and more. The Talk of the Town podcast series found only at echometownradio.com. The injured Regis Rambler is helped up. That's the junior Ben Baltz, a junior. Baltz will head off to the near sideline. It'll be first and 10 for Regis at the Duran 29-yard line. All Regis in this one, they lead 28-0. Scott Montesano, happy you could be with us on this weekend eve, Thursday night. Big weekend too, the Oktoberfest going on in Chippewa Falls over the weekend. Shotgun for Joey Bramer. He's got Brody Tarbox with him in the shotgun. Low snap picked up by Bramer. Looking, throws far sideline. Over the shoulder catch made by Cisco at around the 20-yard line. Turns up field and shoved out of bounds near the 15. They'll officially mark him at the 13-yard line. 17-yard play. First and 10 at the 13-yard line for Regis. The only two times Regis has not scored has been on a couple of fumbles. Self-inflicted wounds, if you will, stubbing their own toe on the bedpost in the middle of the night. Other than that, Duran has not stopped them anywhere at any time. Inside zone handoff coming wide to the near side. Brody Tarbox, he's got a lane, and he's in from 13 yards out. Brody Tarbox around the left side on the inside zone carry, and his third touchdown of the night gives Regis the 34-0 lead. Tarbox now with 5 touchdowns on the season. He came in with 2. He's got 3 tonight. All Regis, they lead 34-0. And Schroeder on for the extra point. And if he boots this one through, we would officially go into running clock situation with 2:13 left in the third quarter. Snap is good, ball's down, kick is up, and the kick is good. There is a flag that's thrown. Let's see what the white cap calls. It's a hold on Regis, so wave off the points. And Schroeder will have to kick it again. They'll move back 10 yards for this one. Schroeder, this year, he kicked a couple of field goals last year. He has not attempted a true field goal this season. This will still be a straight-on kick, but the level of difficulty will go up a bit as now the ball is placed at the 12-yard line, and this will become now a 30-yard kick from the 20. So still 34-0, 2:13 to play. Third quarter, and Schroeder now from 30 yards out, straight on. Snap is good, ball's down, kick is up, plenty of distance, and the kick is good still. So Schroeder buries the extra point again. Regis up 35-0. We'll have running clock as Duran gets the ball back in just a moment from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
The Regis Ramblers leading Duran 35-0 with 2:13 left in the third quarter. You could have seen one of these teams winning this game by